Now back to The Home Stretch with Pat Daugherty. The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty. Across the table, Todd Burlidge. Glad to be here with you on a Tuesday. Exciting things. It is February. Tomorrow, the South Bend Cubs have an interesting event going on, and here to talk about it, El Presidente. Joe Hart joins us, the president of the South Bend Cubs. Joe, how are you doing, my man? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for the invite to come on. Doing well. 53 days from opening day, and boy, the way the weather is out there right now, I could go out and wish a game was getting started right now here in a couple hours.
Exactly. You start to get that itch. I know pitchers and catchers at the major league level, some of them have reported today, the Cubs officially report, but I've been seeing all the posts, the media, the different photos of different guys, and getting me excited to be back around baseball, as it's obviously my passion point. I know it's yours as well, but let's talk about if people want to be part of the South Bend Cubs, they have an opportunity, a very special opportunity tomorrow to have a chance to work with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow we're doing our third job fair. We're looking for energetic, customer service focused people that would love to work out at the ballpark, be part of the organization. I tell people all the time that we don't do what we're able to do or have the success that we've had over the last couple of years without the great seasonal employees that we have. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones that are providing that great customer service and making sure our fans have a great time. So tomorrow night at 5:30, from 5:30 to 7:30, we're hosting that job fair out in Elkhart, out at the Chamber of Commerce out there. And it's just a great way for people that want to get out and, you know, work in a fun, enjoyable setting, catch a little baseball while in the process, and have fun doing it. I mean, it's each and every year we find great people that work out here, and the ironic thing is we've had employees out here that have met and ultimately ended up getting married. So not only are they ultimately working out here, they're, you know, future relationships, new good friendships. It's a little unique setting in regards to a job for the summer, but it's a lot of fun.
Definitely is a lot of fun, and I enjoy going out there. The environment is great. Again, that job fair tomorrow, make sure you dress for the interview. On-site interviews will be done. Bring resumes, whatever you feel like you need to help land one of those jobs. Definitely be prepared when you go there as well. Another thing coming up on the 25th, actually my daughter's birthday, she turned 6, which I can't believe, but the South Bend Polar Plunge. Talk a little bit about that environment and this event.
Yeah, it's a great event, and you know, the ironic thing is I guess, you know, the way the weather's going right now, it may not be a whole lot of polar to it. And one of the guys here in our office, Chris Hagstrom's doing it to raise money. Mm-hmm. And I need it to get a little colder because I want him to really experience a true polar plunge. But it's to benefit the Special Olympics of Indiana. And it's just something, again, it's another opportunity for our organization to be involved and help give back to the community. It's going to be here at the ballpark on Saturday, February 25th. Again, it's, you know, anything that we can do in the community to help out. There's so many great organizations that are deserving. And the biggest thing I say is our community has supported us, and that's been evident, you know, by our attendance numbers and the support we've had. And for us, it's our mission to continue to give back to the community. And I applaud Chris that he's doing this. He was like, I'll do it. And I'm like, well, good. And that took all the pressure off of me.
Yeah, we had Chris on last week as we were talking about one of the other job fairs as well. And he was trying to talk me into it. And I might do it because I have some history. I worked with an organization here locally with people with intellectual disabilities for years. So very much in tune to the Special Olympics. And again, if you want to participate, each individual must raise at least $75 in pledges. The first 50 plungers who register and raise $100 get a ticket to the South Bend Cubs game on April 20th. Registration will start at 10 a.m. at the Pepsi Stadium Club. And again, that's Saturday, February 25th. An exciting event, the South Bend Polar Plunge. Should be a lot of fun. And again, Chris Hagstrom is the Director of Media and Promotions, is going to be doing the plunge as well. Should be a blast. Todd, you got something?
Yeah, I do. Talking to Joe Hart, president of the South Bend Cubs, the standard in minor league baseball operations. Mm-hmm. And Joe, you know, when you look at everything that's going on, you guys are shattering every attendance record ever set over there. The promotions are terrific and they just get better and better every year. Now the Cubs are the World Series champions. What the heck are you going to do for an encore this season?
Wow, I know. Each year you kind of get in that. This is going to be my sixth season that we've been here, that I've been here now, and since Andrew purchased and took over the ball club. And, you know, I think our biggest thing is, you know, we don't rest on the success of the previous year. I think we dig in. I got a great staff here that's been here for many years that are baseball-minded and have the experience that, you know, we have that mission from inside and the drive to be better each and every year. And that's really where it starts. Because if everybody feels that way and pulling from the same end of the rope, it does make things easier. We got to get creative on new promotions and all that, but it just drives us. We're a very competitive group here, and it's not so much about the wins and losses on the field from our competitive nature. It's, you know, looking at that attendance board every day to see the teams that are ahead of us and how we can get there, and ultimately, you know, our customer service scores when we get them at the end of the year to make sure people had a great time. But yeah, we're mixing in some new promotions. I know. We're getting ready to announce our upcoming promotional schedule shortly, but I know two of the things that we're doing this year is we're bringing in former Chicago Cub players to do some autograph appearances. We're bringing in Andre Dawson, the Hawk.
Nice.
Hall of Famer will be coming in this summer as well. And then another gentleman that played with the Cubs, had a good career, but probably more known with his days with the Boston Red Sox, and that's Bill Buckner. We're bringing him in for an autograph appearance.
Nice.
As well. So, you know, obviously the Cubs connection here, anytime you can bring a former Cub major leaguer in here, it's going to be successful. And then when you got two guys like that, and we had Andre here, I want to say it was 5 years ago, my first season here, and that was when we were still with the Silverhawks. And man, it was exciting to see the Cubs fans come out and just line up for autographs from him. So he's certainly a Cub favorite.
Well, I know I can speak as a fan from a very young age. I remember when it was the Sox affiliate and then the Silverhawks and now the South Bend Cubs. I can't be more excited to go to games, obviously being a lifelong Cubs fan as well. And anytime you get to see our good friend from our sister station, News Talk 95.3, Mark McGill, dance around on the field, that's always a pleasure as well.
Oh, yeah. You're being too kind, saying it's a pleasure to Mark
He's definitely entertaining. That job fits him perfectly, in my opinion.
No doubt about that. There's no doubt.
Once again, the president of the South Bend Cubs, Joe Hart, joining us here on the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. Joe, we'll talk to you soon, man, as we get near and then those promotions come out, as well as we continue our coverage of the South Bend Cubs here on ESPN Radio. Joe, always a pleasure, my brother. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much and appreciate it. Go Cubs, go.
Good stuff. One of the best guys, I think.
Yeah, Joe's a great guy.
Just great guy and makes it fun. And everything he says is exactly true. They take so much pride on the environment, the customer service aspect. The one thing I love about South Bend Cubs games, and I've been to quite a few. Tin Caps have a very nice stadium, but the one thing I think that makes the South Bend Cubs and Four Winds Field special is they tailor to everybody. You can go there and be a diehard fan. You can go there and be a casual fan, and you go there with kids and put them in the splash pad area and still enjoy the baseball game. And that's the thing I think that is fantastic about it, is that you can actually still enjoy the game while having kids. That you can't do that at Wrigley Field. You can't go to Wrigley Field and watch the big league players and bring kids. It just doesn't work. You're always running somebody to the bathroom or whatnot. But at South Bend, at Four Winds Field, at the South Bend Cubs, that's one of the best things for me, having a young kid, is we can all go, we can all enjoy. And still, when we leave, we've all been entertained, and it's a lot of fun. I can't wait to hear some of the promotions for this year as well.
Yeah, they keep it moving, for sure. You know, you have the bouncy houses and whatnot for the kids, and yeah, I love it. The kids love it. And again, if you want to sit down and enjoy the baseball and let the kids run around, it's a safe environment. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, they really go above and beyond keeping it family-friendly, and I think that's the most important thing, and probably why they're so just really uber-popular.
Yeah, and a great job.